An even more important issue when it comes to stadiums.
A more pressing issue.
Because obviously Queensland, they're going to be hosting our AFL players for the next little period. And they're talking about stealing our grand final.
Right.
Out of Victoria.
WA was quick to reply on that too, going, I don't think that the home of NRL should be hosting the grand final for the AFL. We've got more rights than what Queensland do. But I say full circle, Victoria is the home of AFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And one man that's trying to get here in Geelong, Andy Medic, MP from the Animal Justice Party. Welcome to the Departure Lounge.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Not only should we bring it back to Victoria, we've got a perfectly good stadium just up the road on Moorabool Street.
Oh, absolutely. And it would be a magnificent tourism boost for Geelong, not just even in the short term when we talk about the grand final and what it can bring and the money that it brings, but also in the long term. You know, the international audience from the AFL grand final is absolutely huge. So the down the road benefits are absolutely amazing. And you're absolutely right. Victoria is the home of AFL football.
Yeah.
And the grand final should always be played at the MCG where possible. Now, we're a long way away from the grand final at the moment,
yeah.
And who knows what restrictions might or might not be in place. Mm. But, you know, the fallback situation should always be, well, where else can we hold it in Victoria? And where else but Geelong, you know, Victoria's and Australia's largest regional city,
yep.
That's where it should be. We have a magnificent stadium and we have an airport in Avalon just up the road. If it's two interstate teams, they can fly in there, come and stay at some of the five-star resorts that we've got on the Bellarine or on the Surf Coast, and it would just be magnificent.
You've got it all organised. You've got it all sorted.
What do we need to do realistically to get this across the line, Andy?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to, the general public need to contact the Geelong Football Club,
mm-hmm.
Who can help put this across the line. Contact Gillon McLachlan at the AFL, send him an email, and also email Martin Pakula, who's the Minister for Sport. Now, I know Martin is very keen on retaining the MCG, but he needs to have a fallback, and that fallback should be GMHBA Stadium.
And let's be fair enough, the MCG has stolen enough of our finals from us here at GMHBA Stadium when the Cats have had home ground advantage. So why can't they just give us one back, Andy?
Oh, look, wouldn't it be fantastic even if we had a home grand final?
Can I just play devil's advocate just for a moment, Andy?
We've always got a wet blanket. All right, sorry, Andy.
No, it's just I've got to address it. But obviously, we've got a maximum capacity of 36,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's literally what we can have from an occ health safety point of view. There are going to be other regions and other areas. Say, you know, 83 capacity at the Sydney ground, 42 at the Gabba, the West, I think, is about, 50, 60 odd as well. They can hold more fans. Is that where we're probably going to fall short?
Well, it should never be, it shouldn't be about that. This is an extraordinary year, right? We're in unforeseen circumstances. As I said, the home of AFL football is Victoria. The largest amount of fans of AFL football are in Victoria, be they attending in person or be they on television. We need to look after the fan base, and that's where it comes from. I mean, Sydney fans are notoriously very fickle. I mean, who's to say that you're going to get 83,000 up in Sydney to an AFL grand final? You probably won't. You know, I mean, I remember the days of being travelling interstate and being outside the SCG for Sydney Swans game, and people, they were giving tickets away because they couldn't get people to pay for it.
Oh, that would not fly here. No.
Be a sin to have it in Sydney. Yeah. Well, you know, what a great idea. I mean, we were talking about it earlier in the week, and I'm glad that you've stuck your hand up and you're getting this the ball moving, Andy. Andy Medic, MP for the Animal Justice Party. We really appreciate your
you've
time.
Got our full support.
And your great efforts.
Cheers, guys. And everybody in Geelong, get behind it. Contact Martin Pakula, the football club, and contact the AFL.